Free Talk Live at 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
855-453. As you have at this point guessed, Ian is not in the first chair like he normally is. He's at a city council meeting or a committee of a city council meeting or something regarding a couple of bills that have to do with, or not bills, not even right term, proposed ordinances that have to do with marijuana and prohibited substances. So you know you can't keep him away from something like that. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. Tally, just before we went on the air, you found a story that's kind of outrageous about what the NSA is doing.
Yeah, this is by the Los Angeles Times with the headline, NSA admits wrongly adding 16,000 phone numbers to, quote, alert list. And the description is, in a chain of events starting in 2006, the numbers got on a list that could have subjected them to daily monitoring despite not being reasonably linked to terrorism.
Swell.
Weren't we told that everything was being done in a professional manner by the NSA and we had nothing to worry about?
I think anybody who believes that any organization, but especially a government organization, isn't going to make mistakes and have flubs is a fool.
Mm-hmm. Shall I read?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is by David G. Savage, and he begins, the National Security Agency admitted in documents released Tuesday that it had wrongly put 16,000 phone numbers on an alert list so that their incoming calls could be monitored, a mistake that a judge on the Secret Surveillance Court called a flagrant violation of the law.
Well, wait a second. Are we to believe that somehow the FISA court actually caught this? Or that the FISA court that tends to just go ahead and rubber stamp 400, I think that they do their warrants in 400 warrant packages or something. You know, they just, yep, okay. How you could possibly, know whether or not a warrant's legit or not when you don't even look at them and you do packages of 400 or something. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So is that what we're to believe here?
I guess so. I don't understand much about the FISA court, and I think that's by design.
I think that's by design, right.
So I'll continue. The documents are the latest to show that not only did the secret spy agency collect more data than most Americans suspected, its agents sometimes went too far when tapping into the data. In 2006, the NSA asked for...
Didn't they catch the NSA, like, looking at girlfriends and boyfriends' stuff, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharing it with one another, especially for service members that were overseas. They were able to capture this data.
For service members? What do you mean?
When people in the military were overseas and they would call their significant other, it was easy for the NSA to collect this data and, I don't know, embarrass their friends and share it and laugh at it. And stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In 2006, the NSA asked for and won approval from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or FISC, to routinely collect the dialing records of domestic phone calls. The judges, to the surprise of some outside, lawyers, agreed that all of these phone records could be relevant to an investigation and therefore could be collected.
So the judges did approve it initially, and at some point or another when the judges realized, oh my God, you people abused our trust. We were giving you warrants just whenever you wanted and rubber stamping them hundreds at a time, and I can't believe that the world's largest and most powerful spying agency might tell us something that wasn't true.
It hasn't really slowed down the amount of spying that's been going on. The agency insisted, however, that it would hold...
Have you seen the way Miley Cyrus was dancing the other week?
I happened to catch that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that shows just how relevant this story is to most Americans.
You're the one bringing up Miley Cyrus.
I'm not the one bringing up Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is plastered all over the internet, and today she's been replaced by 12-year-old pictures of 9/11.
Okay, let's focus. The agency insisted, however, that it would hold these records and tap into them only when it had a reasonable and articulable suspicion that a phone number was linked to a suspected terrorist.
Well, if you have nothing to hide.
Yeah, good point. But in 2009, top officials of the intelligence agency learned that about 18,000 phone numbers were on the, quote, alert list that could subject them to daily monitoring. Of these, 16,000 had not been shown to be reasonably linked to a terrorist. Oh, my. So only 2,000 were supposedly linked to a terrorist.
You know, 2,000 is an amount of numbers you might be able to humanly do something with.
Depends on the number of humans.
It does depend on the number of humans, but they just, I don't know. I can't imagine. How many people work for the NSA?
Well, good question. That's probably classified. But we were told that they're going to reduce the number of humans because humans will leak information.
Sure.
And they're going to replace it with computers.
Yes, because they know.
That's not creepy at
all.
What
could go wrong?
Right.
Let's see. Of these, about 16,000 had not been shown to be reasonably linked to terrorists. The agency notified the judges of the mistake and said they were making needed changes in their software that tracked phone numbers. Judge Reggie Walton, a member of the special court, said he was very disturbed about the incident and said the agency...
You know what, Reggie? I'm very disturbed that you might sign some of this crap, that you take so lightly your oath to the Constitution, which includes... Oh, a little bit in the Fourth Amendment about the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. I think their emails and telephone calls might be their effects. Against unreasonable searches and seizures, and shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause. That's important, probable cause, and I don't think you can figure probable cause if you're signing stacks of hundreds at a time. I mean, 16,000. How many judges did they employ over what period of time to put signatures on each individual warrant? You know they didn't have warrants for all this. This is blanket warranting.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It's highly unconstitutional.
And Judge Reggie Walton said that the agency's explanation strains credulity.
What strains credulity is that Reggie could even come out and say something like that? This isn't the NSA's fault. They're a bunch of spies. People expect judges to stand by a higher standard. The idea that these judges are blaming the executive branch for having not been entirely competent in their job. It's the judge's job to judge whether or not they've been competent in asking for this warrant. The NSA didn't fail here. They did precisely what they were supposed to do. The judges failed.
A side note, who appoints these judges to this specific court, do you know?
I have no idea. I would imagine that it's done by one of the president's helpers. I mean, that would be my guess. Judges tend to be appointed by the executive, and this is a sort of secret court of theirs, this FISA court. Mm-hmm. So, that would be my guess.
Okay, thanks. Continuing, the court is exceptionally concerned about what happens to be flagrant violations of its order on this matter, Walton wrote. On Tuesday, NSA officials said the document showed the agency had admitted its mistakes and taken steps to correct them and comply with the law. They also emphasized that there is no evidence that the agency improperly spied on Americans and used secret information for political or other improper purposes.
Well, they don't have evidence of that, but I find that to be the most disturbing part of this whole National Security Agency scandal is... If they're spying on their friends and spouses and stuff like that and teasing each other with the information, if they're spying on foreign people they might be believed to be terrorists, it seems unlikely to me that they're not spying on politicians, judges, and business leaders in order to get information so that they can use that information for some kind of gain. If it's not the NSA itself, people within the NSA that have formed a faction, or somebody who's just selling that information to other influential people in the world.
Sure, it's a great deal of power.
855 453. Your thoughts on this disturbing subject. 855 453.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. Give us a call. Talk about whatever it is that is on your mind. Here on a Wednesday evening, it is Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
855-450-FREE. I've been talking about forcefieldenergy.com for a couple of weeks here on Free Talk Live, and I'm really excited about this stock, and the reason is because they're well-placed in their market to make a lot of money. I think that light's going to, humans are going to continue to want light. I think that light's probably going to come from LEDs. That just seems to be the way things are going right now. And large installations of LEDs, that's not easy for any company to get right now. Forcefieldenergy.com makes it easy for companies to be able to get large installation of LED lighting. And because of the financing arrangements they have, begin saving money immediately. So if you're as excited about the idea of companies switching over to LED lighting as I am, and you think there's an opportunity to make some money, because I certainly do, go check out forcefieldenergy.com and go to the Contact Us link there. They've got an opportunity. Anybody can buy Force Field Energy, which is FNRG, on any kind of brokerage account that they might have. But a select few who might have, say, $25,000 to invest and be able to hold the stock for 6 months can get into the private placement. The private placement ends shortly, and so you need to get in touch soon with Force Field Energy. You go to the Contact Us link there. They've got telephone numbers. They've got email addresses. You can get a hold of them that way, and they'll get you into the private placement. It is private, after all. They take care of it from there. So forcefieldenergy.com. Let's go to Andrew, calling in from Arizona. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'd like to talk to you guys about 9/11 and some of the questions and bizarre answers that have come from those attacks 12 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is something I spent about a good 5 months researching by myself. And the fact is there were explosives, as in thermite, found in the footprints of both World Trade Center buildings 1 and 2, as well as World Trade Center 7, which most people don't know much about.
Okay. Why didn't they blow up 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Well, that's a good question. Most people have not heard of World Trade Center 7, which was claimed to be taken down by the owner of the building.
That's not exactly a true statement. Sorry, I heard that quote, and they were talking about pulling the firefighter team out of there in case it became dangerous.
I'd also like to I'd like to hear about the evidence for the thermite you said that was found.
Yes.
What's your source for that?
Okay, I watched several documentaries, not just your typical conspiracy theorist, you know, Alex Jones type of stuff, but several documentaries on YouTube and Netflix that talk about the evidence that was destroyed before any scientific tests were run on it to check for explosives.
But you made a statement that thermite was found at the location of these the Twin Towers and Building 7. So what's your evidence?
Yes. Independent researchers that have studied this for many years and have started many organizations that have been supported by the 9/11 families.
How many people are involved in this conspiracy?
Like the people responsible?
Well, I mean, it's got to be hundreds and hundreds of people. If they're finding thermite all over the place, I mean, you know, people would know that were in the buildings that knew that folks planted the 9/11 thermite over the weekend. I mean, this is the part of this that I find so disturbing about the 9/11 conspiracy theories. It's not that I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we don't know. You don't know. You know, there have been all kinds of studies on both sides, and it seems very believable to me that some people might be angry about the U.S.'s foreign policy in the Middle East and want to strike back, and that flying planes into buildings seems like a reasonable way to do it.
Well, you're correct in that statement, but these explosives that are used to demolish buildings take months in advance to plant. It's
so
not something that can be done in a weekend by some look-alike cleanup crew or maintenance guys. I mean, these are very, very coordinated explosives.
So how were they able to do that?
Well, send in a maintenance crew, your typical guys. I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. I just look at the facts that are presented, and I really still have a lot of speculation as to what really brought down, in particular, World Trade Center 7. It dropped at free fall speed for the first 80 feet which means there was absolutely no resistance. The official explanation for that was office fires, which have never brought down, a fire has never brought down a steel structure, ever.
Well, I've seen tests on steel girders that were done with diesel fuel burning beneath them, and the girders warped. I watched it done on television.
With diesel fuel burning that
steel? Yep. Not burning the steel. Oh. You don't burn steel. All you have to do is heat it enough that it might warp if it has enough weight on it.
Well, that's true, but usually an office fire won't cause a building to fall at free fall speed. That would require all of the support beams to be burned at the exact same time. Sure, one beam could burn, but...
And that's the most suspicious part of this is because you're not talking about just support beams in the basement. You're talking about beams all the way through this World Trade Center 7. There, you've got to be talking about thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people that are in on this conspiracy.
I don't think it would take that many people. There's teams, if you've ever, looked in, I'm not an expert on demolition teams, but it's maybe a group of 15 guys that are engineers that do
people work in these buildings, though. I mean, you don't think you'd notice somebody wiring up thermite to all the support beams?
They could get in through the elevators. I mean, there's ways to do this that people wouldn't see. People are in there through 9 to 5.
Isn't it easier to believe that 15 upset people that are radicalized because the United States' foreign policy includes the subjugation of people in their region and they feel their religion? Isn't it much more likely that those people just tried to get a hold of some airplanes? I don't know one way or the other, and I kind of feel like, Andrew, 12 years later, that this is an irrelevant conversation. I feel like when JFK, we're still getting information about the JFK assassination, that maybe Lyndon Johnson did it, or maybe the CIA did it, or maybe Castro did it. And as this information leaks out, it doesn't change the American public's opinion on anything.
Well, it matters to me, and I would hope that it mattered to other people who's officially responsible for the murder of over 3,000 people. That, to me, is a big deal, and that, to me, is something that I feel should be independently researched, and the people who are responsible for it should be justified. I mean, I don't know about anyone else. I just kind of feel like that's an important thing to talk about and to figure out.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate it. 855 453 here on the live Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. It is 9/11. Last call was about 9/11. Prior to that, we were talking about, well, the NSA apparently accidentally giving the power to snoop. We don't know that, in fact, the snooping occurred. Giving the power to snoop on 16,000 phone numbers that they shouldn't have been asking for the power to snoop upon or something like that.
Now, there were a couple questions raised in that segment that I'd like to speak to. Mark, I believe you had asked, yes, how are the judges appointed to the FISA court? They are appointed solely by the Supreme Court Chief Justice without confirmation or oversight by Congress.
Wow.
And
okay,
the court itself was established by Congress, authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. To oversee requests for surveillance warrants against suspected foreign intelligence agents inside the United States by federal law enforcement agencies. That's courtesy of Wikipedia. And the question was also raised, how many people work for the NSA? I believe, Tally, you had said that you think it's classified. Well, people have looked at the parking lot
and
counted the parking spaces, and there are roughly 18,000 parking spaces that are filled every day.
In Fort Meade, Maryland, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but there's bases all over the world, and I should know because I worked with the NSA when I was stationed with the Air Intelligence Agency in England and Japan.
Sure.
So
more than 18,000.
Many,
for sure.
Tens of thousands of people. 855-450-FREE, that toll-free line is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI's proprietor, one of the proprietors, is Jason Osborne. He does a podcast with Brett Vinat, and that podcast is called School Sucks Project. You can find it at schoolsucksproject.com. It's a YouTube channel and web community, and they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, parenting techniques, personal growth, better communication strategies. It's School Sucks Project. .com. Let's go to Eric calling in from Kansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling in about the 9/11. I'm not sure if you said that finding out how it was done was irrelevant or not.
Kind of.
Okay, well, the thing is, I'm not getting into the specifics. I mean, it can be proven 10 ways to Sunday that the government story is false.
Okay.
And the commissioners themselves on the 9/11 commission said that it was set up to fail and that people should keep asking questions. So, you know, that comes from, you know, even the people they tried to get to cover it up. They said no.
How many years do you think it will remain relevant, Eric?
Well, the whole point is 9/11 was used to begin to implement full scale the police state and the war of aggression.
Yeah, but that in and of itself, I find people that believe, you know, the different 9/11 tales out there. I don't know whether, you know, I'm as much of a conspiracy theorist as the next person. I think humans are, you know, just brought into this. So I don't really like to use that term particularly. But the, you know, the people will often say that. The 9/11 has been used to create this police state. But what if, Eric, just what if 15 or whatever the number was of you know, radical Islamic folks from the Middle East whose homelands have been occupied by the U.S. military and their dictators in their countries have been propped up by U.S. dollars. What if they just got sick of it and actually did what was said that they did on 9/11? The government would still have just as much of a reason to build the police state as otherwise, right?
Oh, yeah, if the government's story was true.
Yeah, if the government's story is true, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, the police state is here, and it doesn't matter whether they lied or not. I mean, many of the Americans that think they lie actually work for the police state.
Well, it does matter on whether or not they lied.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the way if they can convince the courts, judges, and everybody else that their false story is true, then they can get even the judges to make interpretations towards making things legal that are really unconstitutional.
Well, what about what about the families of the 9/11 folks? The last gentleman mentioned that apparently some of them are up in arms about this story or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't know which family. Some of them are insulted by these stories. I know that much.
Some of them are on the leading edge, though, of one of them.
Fine. Why don't they use the dispute resolution organizations that we have in this country, the courts, in order to find out more? Rather than, you know, this battle being raged on the Internet 12 years after it occurred, and as far as I can tell, moving to irrelevancy, at some point this story is going to be irrelevant to the national structure. I feel like the JFK story is irrelevant. Certainly the sinking of the Maine is irrelevant. So at some point or another, this is going to slip into obscurity. If you don't think it's there today, that's fine. I mean, you know, your opinion's as good as mine. But why don't they just go ahead and take it to the court?
Well, some people have. And the unfortunate thing is that, again, some of the judges have already been convinced that they should rule on the side of national security, even if that violates the Constitution. You know, that's where FISA came from and all this. JFK said secrecy is repugnant to a free society. And we've gotten so far away from openness in government that it's, you know, these judges are now in secret courts making secret decisions and even having secret interpretations of the secret decisions in the secret courts.
All that I agree with. You're not going to get me to argue with any of the results. What I'm questioning is the cause, and I'm not sure what the cause is. I'm not going to claim to know. None of us know. What my concern is people who claim to know one way or another. People that claim to know what happened when there's just way too much information out there for anybody to possibly know. There's too much contrary information on either side, and I guess, you know, it seems like the people who are most rabid in supporting this are those that believe the government has lied in this circumstance. And I'm wondering, Eric, at what point, chronologically, how many years from now, will you decide that this story doesn't matter anymore and that you're going to go on trying to find human freedom in some other manner?
Well, Well, human freedom exists, regardless of this. The point is that you need to, everybody that believes that it is the truth or that it's not the truth, either way, needs to listen to these commissioners saying that the investigation was set up to fail and that people should keep asking questions. So everybody that really wants to fight for 9/11 truth or that don't care one way or the other should at least be cognizant of the fact that there should be a new investigation.
I don't want a new investigation. I hope I don't have to pay for this thing. Do I have to pay for another investigation?
If you pay for an investigation that brought freedom and liberty back to America, would that be worth it?
I don't think freedom and liberty existed on 9/10/2001.
The cost of the investigation that they did was minuscule.
I hear you. It's not much on the grand scale, but here's what my prediction is if somehow you get the government to investigate the government and find out whether or not the government brought down the buildings on 9/11, that the government will conclude that the government did not bring down the buildings on 9/11, and therefore everything that's been done up to this point is legitimate.
I don't think I caught all your question there, but
that's not a question. I was telling you what my prediction is. My prediction is if you get your another investigation run by the government, that the government will conclude that the government has done nothing wrong. Don't you think?
I don't think they can. I mean, there's been too many things brought up now. I mean, one of the original commission said that set up the fail and you should keep asking questions. I don't think there's a possibility of a second investigation coming up being covered up so much.
All righty, Eric. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much, sir. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about tonight, it looks like.
9-11.
855-453. You can call in and talk about anything here on Free Talk Live, even though I think the topic's irrelevant. What difference does it make what I think? There are hundreds of thousands of people listening to this radio program. What I think? Irrelevant. 855-453. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
Excellent. And you can get your online Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. There's a reason that their wallet is better than the other apps. It's because not only can you connect through it through your Android or iPhone, but you can do it on your laptop too. So it makes it sort of you can pass through. It's neat. There's fancy encryption techniques that make it so that blockchain, the company itself, doesn't have any access to your Bitcoins, nor does the FBI or the NSA or anybody. That's one of the great things about Bitcoins is you have control of your own bank account. If you use the tools that they have at blockchain.info properly, no one can know how much money you're sending or receiving. You can do it anonymously. You have to use the tools, though. Bitcoins are not in and of themselves anonymous at all times. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. Let's go to, we'll take Timothy calling in from Kansas City. Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
9/11 was an inside job.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Thanks a lot. 855-453.
You know, the tone of his voice was pretty convincing.
What else is there to say? Robert in Bellows Falls, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
You know, whether it was an inside job or not, you know, we're not going to find out who was responsible for all of this. I mean, even in the JFK incident, so much time has gone past. Who are we going to punish? Even if they point a finger at somebody and said, yeah, we have the evidence that proves this person did it, that person's probably dead and gone.
But it's not, for me, it's not about punishment. It's about finding the truth. Not that I'm a truther, I mean, other than in the sense that we all understand. I mean, the truth is important, right? And if things have been obfuscated, I would like for them to...
But aren't some things unknowable?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I accept that, too.
You just can't know the truth.
As far as the Kennedy assassination goes, all of those documents were sealed until 1993 anyway. So this is, granted 18 years since now, or 20 years since now. However, I think that the conversation was definitely brought back to the table when all of the documents were unsealed.
Even so, if we found it, does it change anything?
No, it doesn't change anything. The guy's still dead.
Well,
exactly.
I don't know. It could, right? Like if it was LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the vice president at the time, who became president because of that, that would be pretty interesting.
Really? The government's going to release the document that says, I mean, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was the president for several years, is going to allow a document to exist that will be released in 20-something years that would, you know, point directly to him?
Doesn't have to be a document.
There's no smoking gun. I mean, you can compile evidence on either side of these stories. And there's never going to be a smoking gun. I don't know.
I don't know. Nixon had tapes, you know, made of him.
Immediately.
Saying, yeah, but nobody died out of that, though.
No. I'm just saying that evidence can appear over time, maybe.
Right. Well, yeah, they'll let you know, what's going on or what's happened, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, after it's long gone by when nobody, like I said, nobody's going to get punished for this. You know, it doesn't really make any difference.
All right, but Robert, I appreciate it.
You can't change anything.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Temper, calling him from Missouri. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just, you were talking about how you've seen steel beams that were not melted, but warped by diesel.
Yeah. Yep, I saw a 9/11 documentary. I've seen several 9/11 documentaries. I decided that I'm going to watch ones from both sides and see what I found to be more convincing.
I would just recommend that you look up on YouTube, search controlled demolition gone wrong. And what you'll find is you'll find videos where they're actually doing controlled demolition and they'll literally blow like the first and the second stories completely out of the building, and the whole building will drop, but it will still remain somewhat intact. I mean, the majority of it remains intact, and you'll find probably five or six videos like this. And
have you looked up have you looked at the debunking stuff when it comes to 9/11, where people say that, you know, the World Trade Center was designed in a specific fashion and that because of its design it fell the way it did, that they point out that there were like 40 stories above where the planes crashed and that somehow this affected the situation? Have you looked into any of that?
Yeah, I've looked into quite a bit of it. I mean, I was a big 9/11 truther years ago. The only reason why I called to bring it up is because if you can convince people on a mass scale that something that is blatantly impossible is the truth, then you can convince a mass amount of people just about anything. And the reason why that's important is because the government has to work in inside of an authoritarian approach, so they have to have legitimacy. And okay. So when you take that legitimacy away from them, then they kind of lose their power, which is what we're seeing on TV with Syria. You know,
but many people, I mean, I've heard a majority of people believe that somehow the government was involved in the assassination of JFK. And that doesn't change people's belief in the governmental system. I can show you documented proof that the United States government was planning on invading Canada in the 30s. That doesn't make people rethink it. It's the chronological separation from the time period causes people to not care anymore. There are few people that work in the government that worked in it in September 11, 2001.
Exactly. That's why this Syria thing is so great, is because Obama thinks he has like this blank check or whatever you want to call it, where if he says, you know, this is fact, it's obvious that the president or the dictator of Syria did these things, and we're going to go in there and we're going to bomb them with cruise missiles or whatever. And then now we have Russia and China in the same spot, and, you know, we don't think that is what should happen. You know, all of a sudden their legitimacy is questioned, and that's the great part. You know,
well, I think the part that makes Obama look so bad here is that he was going to do something and then he decided he was going to ask Congress about it. And then Congress looks like they're going to say no. And, you know, it's just another failed plan that he had. If he would have come forward and said, well, we believe that there's proof that Assad, you know, did the gassing thing and we're going to go ask Congress, I think he would have been much more likely to get a lot more positive votes. I don't want to know whether it would have passed or not. I can tell you the American people probably would not have been interested in it. But this was just a failing of leadership, really, more than anything.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But the fact that China and Russia are in there basically challenging, you know, the United States' role as a superpower or the bully of the bloc or whatever you want to call it. The fact that, you know, China and Russia are basically challenging us, even though the TV, you know, seems to ignore that quite a bit, I'm sure that plays a bigger role in, you know, Congress's decision and Obama's decision than, you know, they're making it sound.
It could. Russia and China have been in support of the Assad regime for quite some time, and that's mainly because it has little to do with truth, justice, or anything like that. It has mostly to do with the United States' control of many of the other Middle Eastern countries. You know, it has to do with the diplomatic relations between Russia and China and places like, you know, Saudi Arabia and Yemen and Qatar. You know, and those places have a stronger relationship with the United States, so therefore Russia and China believe that they have to have the better, superior relationship with Syria in order to bring their ships to dock in the Mediterranean, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it changes the debate. I mean, when the debate was, well, we're just going to, you know, launch some missiles and there's no risk to us because, you know, Syria has no way of, you know, returning fire, so to speak, on the United States.
I can't imagine whoever was thinking that last week is a fool, because China and Russia have been involved for some time in that situation. Temper, I do appreciate the call. 855
reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's marketfreetalklive.com. That's marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.